Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Are you excited to be in God's presence? Praise the Lord! If you came here like this, you live higher than this place. Do you know, there was no time Jesus had a lot of people come to him that their lives were not changed. Those that needed healing, he gave them healing. Those that needed progress, he gave them the word. So there is no way you're in the presence of God that something will not happen. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. If I'm sharing money in this place, if you're not open to receive it, it will pass you by. And so let me tell you something. For sure, God has something for you. But you must not miss it. You must not miss it. Meaning that you must pay attention. Are you in this place? Look at me today. After we close, you can choose not to look at me. Are you in this place? But this is where the blessing is flowing from. So ensure you pay attention. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say glory. Say, I am ready to be better, to be bigger, to be helped by God. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can have your seat. And the walls of Jericho came down. Walls of limitation are coming down right now. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? We've started now. So listen. You can have your seats. Thank you. Listen. Every scripture would open, pay attention. Praise the Lord. There is a special word for you. Go to Proverbs 27, verse 7. I want to show you something. Proverbs 27, verse 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you in this place? Tell your neighbor, calm down. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 27, verse 7. I read it. He says, the full soul loaded and honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. I read again. He says, the full soul loaded and honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is what? Sweet. Is that true? Yes. This is what he's trying to say. He's saying, when somebody is full, even though you give them honey, they don't want it. At times when you've eaten and eaten and eaten, and you're full, praise the Lord, you can't even move. Even though they give you chicken, you don't want to take it. Have you ever eaten so much that you think if I put another spoon in my mouth, I might vomit? Are you in this place? So he's saying that God knows. He says the full soul, the person who is full, loaded and honeycomb. If you give him honey when he's full, it's like you want to kill him. He doesn't want to eat again. He's tired. Are you in this place? But it says, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. And that is true. Have you seen people who are hungry before? Have you ever been hungry? Things you cannot believe that you would eat, you begin to eat. Before the stew is done, you're eating the yam like that. Are you in this place? Before you're done frying the plantain, you're eating the one that you've caught like that. He says to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Praise the Lord. Are you in this place? Pay attention to me. The person who is hungry, anything you give him, he will eat it. Praise the Lord. Maybe he doesn't like eating fish. But if he's hungry, and that's the only food there, he will eat the fish. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us that in the days of the kings, in the Bible, there was a famine, meaning that there was no food. It was so bad. It was so bad. Two women had a plan. What was their plan? They both had two sons. So their plan was, they will kill one person's son, eat the person's son that day, and the next day they will kill another person's son. Think about it. That's what hunger can do. They were so hungry, they were ready to eat their own children. You will never be that hungry in Jesus' name. Look at it. The woman was complaining to the king. One of them bore her son. Look at it, verse 29. He says, so we bore my son and did eat him. The woman is talking with her own mouth. She bore her child. He's crying. She's boiling him. When he was done, she ate her own child because she was hungry. He says, and I said unto her the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son. Let me tell you what happened. Two of them planned. They said that today I will eat. The woman said, today we'll eat my son. Tomorrow we'll eat your own. So they ate her own son that day. The next day, she was looking for the woman's son, and the woman had hidden her son. I want to tell you how bad hunger can be. The Bible says, to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Even things that are unthinkable, sweet. Because he's hungry. Are you in this place? That means being hungry is a problem. Because even when you're not supposed to eat that thing, you eat it. Are you in this place? The Bible tells us of Esau. I want to tell you what hunger can do. Hunger can make people lose their destiny. The Bible says Esau was so hungry. He met his younger brother cooking porridge. And he told him, give me of the porridge. And the younger brother said, you know what? Make me the firstborn. Give me your birthright. In other words, give me your destiny. He was so hungry. He traded his destiny for food. Are you in this place? The Bible says, to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. So even changing his destiny, when he's hungry, he will do it because he's hungry. Praise the Lord. Say, not me. So Esau sold his destiny for food. The woman killed her child for food. See the things people are willing to do for food. But then the Bible says, to the full soul, even the sweet things he doesn't want. But let me tell you something. This verse is not even about food. Because he didn't say to the full stomach, the full stomach clotted and honeycomb. He didn't say, but to the hungry stomach, every bitter thing is sweet. He said soul. The full soul, loaded and honeycomb. Why? Because there are people that are not satisfied in their lives. They are still hungry. So they get themselves involved in the wrong things, looking for satisfaction. They're always looking for the praise of men. Let's go to a club. They are going there. Why? Because they're looking for satisfaction. Are you in this place? Let's do this. They are doing it. Let's travel. They are traveling. Why? Because they've not found satisfaction. They are still hungry. So even things that can destroy them, it's okay with them. Let's smoke. Is it normal for someone for gas to come out of your mouth, smoke to come out of your mouth? No. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Let's smoke. Let's kill somebody. Let's do the wrong things. He will do it. Why? Because he has not found satisfaction. Praise the Lord. God is talking about the soul here. The people that are hungry. Hungry soul. They don't even know what their purpose is. They are just existing. The next day is how to eat and sleep. Everything they are doing is how to eat and sleep. There is no reason for their being. They've not found their place yet in life. They've not found their destiny. So what does that mean? It means that they will do the wrong things and it will look sweet. But it could destroy their life. Say, not me. Praise the Lord. There are people that think that if I have the right relationships, that's where they're looking for satisfaction. So all the money they have, they give to this girl or they give to this child. They put all their effort on this child. Then the child grows up and is now stubborn and they are disappointed. Why? Because they're looking for a purpose in that child. You see that? They're looking for the wrong thing. He says, to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Think about it. If physical hunger could make Esau sell his birthright, how much more a soul that is not satisfied? It means that he will do the wrong things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though he knows where he's going is not right. Even though he knows his behavior is not right. even though he knows he's keeping the wrong friends, he's in the wrong association, because he's hungry and he has not found purpose yet, he will keep those wrong associations. He will do the wrong things. But guess what? This verse doesn't say, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet, and he stops there. He says, a soul can be full. Are you in this place? There can be people that are full. That means that it doesn't matter the temptation, they are not moved. You know, people that say, I can't trust myself, oh, if they tell me not to kill for money, I go do them. But there's a soul that is full. If you tell him to do the wrong things, he will not do it. Are you in this place? Because he is full. So if a man is hungry in his soul, praise the Lord. If a man is hungry in his stomach, if you give him food, he will be full. But if a man is hungry in his soul, if you give him food, nothing will happen. Because it's not a hunger of the stomach, it's a hunger of the soul. But the Bible tells us that it is possible for you to be a full soul, a satisfied soul, a soul with a purpose. Are you in this place? That means you're not going everywhere trying to make yourself relevant. You're not living your life trying to prove a point to others. You're satisfied in where God has placed you. The question is, who can make you full if you are hungry today? If you've not found satisfaction, who can give you that satisfaction? His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. He said it himself, John 6 verse 35. Let's quickly go there. John 6 verse 35. He says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. Come on, shout a louder hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. You know, there is bread for your stomach. When you eat, you are full. But there is the bread of life. That when you take him, you are satisfied in life. Are you in this place? He says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. Meaning that Jesus delivers you from that hungry state where every bitter thing is sweet. He says, if you come to me, you will never hunger. Meaning that you will always be full. Are you in this place? He says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. It is only Jesus that can give people satisfaction in life. And I will show you in a bit. Anybody looking for satisfaction outside Jesus is only doing himself harm. Let me tell you something. If you're in this place and you've not found rest and you know it, you know it. You don't even know why you're here. There's no purpose to your being. You're only surviving to eat. Are you in this place? So people are surviving to eat and eating to survive. That's their life. But there is more to life. Are you in this place? He says, Jesus said he will give you satisfaction. When you come to him, you will never hunger. You will never thirst. The question is, what does he give you? What does he give you that when you receive it, you would have satisfaction? When you receive it, you will not hunger. What is that thing that he gives you? Let me show you. John 10 verse 10. John 10 verse 10. Praise the Lord. Say louder, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus is talking. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What is that thing that Jesus gives you, praise the Lord, that will make you satisfied? Life. He says he came to give life. He says he is the bread of life. He's going to give you a different life. Are you in this place? That you will never hunger and you will never thirst. Are you in this place? He said, I am come that they might have life. But look at how he starts. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. It is life that he gives, that the person who is hungry will become full. Praise the Lord. But he's saying anybody who has not received that life will be affected by the thief. He says the thief coming up for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I told you, anybody that is looking for satisfaction outside the life that Jesus brings will only destroy himself. Anywhere he's going to look for that satisfaction, they will steal his joy. They will kill his future. They will destroy his life. It is only the satisfaction that is found in Jesus that would ensure he never hungers or thirsts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So there are people that are looking for satisfaction in a club, in the wrong friends. He's saying that that would only end up destroying your life. destroying your future. But the one that Jesus gives you is permanent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, Jesus gives you permanent satisfaction. Anybody looking for satisfaction and purpose outside of Jesus Christ will only destroy himself. And as he's destroying himself, what does that mean? It means that he's sinning against God. He's already on a path to hell. Are you in this place? Anybody, any satisfaction outside of Jesus Christ will destroy you on this earth and destroy you eternally. That one is certain. But let me tell you something. If before today you have not come to Jesus, and maybe you've already been on the course of destroying your life, you're already on the way to hell. When you stop and receive the satisfaction, the life that Jesus brought, guess what? He will clear the consequences of your iniquities. Go to Romans 6 verse 23. He says, for the wages of sin is death. Say, the wages of sin is death. Come on, everybody, the wages of sin is death. Who is the person sinning? The guy who has not found satisfaction. The guy who is hungry, every bitter thing, every sinful thing is sweet. He will partake of the wrong things because he's hungry. He says the wages of that thing is death. And he's not talking about just physical death. Eternal separation from God. He's going to hell. But then he says, but the gift of God is eternal life. Meaning that the life that Jesus gives you will not only satisfy you, it will save you from death. It will save you from hell. Are you in this place? So you come to Jesus. He gives you rest. You've been going around looking for something to make your life feel relevant. Are you in this place? You come to Jesus. He gives you direction. You come to Jesus. He gives you a purpose. You come to Jesus. He saves you from hell. There is meaning to your life. You know, there are people that abandon God and they build relationships. They say, I just like building relationships with people. People cannot satisfy you. They need satisfaction. Are you in this place? And let me tell you, people are ungrateful. So if you focus on helping people and they're ungrateful to you, will you then die? No. Instead of going to the club to look for satisfaction, go to Jesus. Are you in this place? Go to Jesus. Not just satisfaction. Praise the Lord. He says, your future outside this world, after this world is secured. You won't be like others that don't know whether they're going to hell or not. There is security in Christ. Say, there is security in Christ. If you receive the life Jesus brought, I said he gives you satisfaction. Not just that, he saves you from hell. But there's even more. He changes who you are completely. Are you in this place? He changes who you are completely. Meaning that when you come to Jesus, you won't be thinking, but I like to smoke. Oh, what will happen now? He changes that person completely. That person that likes to smoke, that cannot hear the wrong music without dancing, cannot stay without going to wrong association, that person changes completely. He becomes a new person completely. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Bad habits will pass away. Are you in this place? Bad associations will pass away. Bad sicknesses will pass away. Lack of direction will pass away. Lack of clarity will pass away. The confusion will stop. If any man be in Christ, when you come to Jesus, you're coming into Christ. Praise the Lord. He says, behold, all things have become new. You become a new person with a new purpose, a new reason for being. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A new man with different desires, different aspirations, a different life. In fact, he will vitalize your body, a different character. That is what Jesus promises you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we talk about a beautiful life. That's the life we're talking about. That life is all encompassing. When you receive that life, you have a purpose. Are you in this place? When you receive that life, you are satisfied. When you receive that life, you're not among people running up and down, not knowing what to do in the streets of Lagos. When you receive that life, there is satisfaction. Not just that. You can be confident about your future. receive that life, God becomes your father. Are you in this place? God becomes your father. Because the life you receive is the same life that he lives by. He becomes your father. He begins to take care of you. There are people that think, if I don't follow those people, nobody will take care of me. No. When you receive the life, there is someone that is now responsible for you. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And even though you've done the wrong things, and you deserve punishment for all the wicked things that you have done, you've made mistakes, and you deserve punishment for the mistakes that you have made. That's why he tells us in Romans 6 verse 23, the wages of sin is death. It's true. If you do the wrong thing, you deserve sin. But God gives you a gift, eternal life. So the consequence for the sin and the mistakes you've made, he replaces it with a blessing. And then you don't have to make those mistakes anymore because you're a new creature. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, God, for the gift of life. Thank you for a future of satisfaction, for a future of purpose. Go ahead and pray right now.